1 year later. Stella. I open my eyes, and for a moment, I forget where I am. The bed I'm sleeping on is plush, covered with luxurious pillows. The molding in the corners of the ceiling curves toward a gold chandelier that dangles precariously above me. I throw the blankets back and push myself upright, rubbing my eyes. Sun streams in through the tall paned window. I blearily stand up and wander over to it, looking out onto Grafton's lawn. I'm in a different room than the last time I was here. This one looks out over the vast front lawn where the tent would have been. Now, the tent is gone. There's no sign that it ever existed, except for the faintest hint of brighter green from the fresh sod. You'd never know that just a year earlier, it had been the scene of such horror. Nervousness creeps up into my chest, but I take a deep breath and it dissipates quickly. I'm much better at controlling my anxiety now. I don't even have to count anymore. On the heels of Archie's death and Betsy's incarceration, my story turned out to be so much more than I could have imagined. I focused the article on Archie's seduction of young female chefs on the cutting board, leaving out Hannah's experience with Archie. With all the speculation after Archie's murder and Betsy's arrest, it was only fair that she be allowed to get her life back together. She was an invaluable resource to my writing, though, giving me inside information that helped me pinpoint the way Archie seduced and groomed women. On the heels of such a big scandal, the story immediately went viral. I started getting calls from radio and TV programs wanting me to comment on what happened, to offer my unique perspective, being both a journalist and a Bake Week contestant. It wasn't long before I received messages from literary agents wanting to sign me, and then, much to my delight, a book deal. I love being a journalist again. I can feel myself growing more confident with each day that passes, building back up a stronger and healthier version of myself. Now that this project is over, the first draft of the book already with my publishers, I find myself excited to keep going. I am determined to tell stories that will help empower people who have lived in fear for too long. It is easy to get wrapped up in it all. Sometimes I even have to remind myself that I went on Bake Week to be a contestant, not as some kind of undercover journalist. When I think of Archie dead in the tent, or Betsy stuck in some women's prison with no one to make her tea, I almost feel guilty at how well everything has worked out for me. Almost. The most important thing I've done since last year has been to start with a new therapist, one who could help me do more than just count backward when I'm stressed. She has helped me realize that so much of my stress comes from unresolved trauma that took place far before my time at the Republic, that I suffered from a lack of nurturing and stability as a child. Now, when I feel anxious, I know how to nurture myself. Not that there still aren't times when I struggle. I almost cried when I saw Lottie again. We'd stayed in touch, of course, but there was something about being back at Grafton, coming up the main drive yesterday evening and seeing her open the front door that knocked the wind out of me. I had to stand in the foyer and catch my breath, laughing and crying as we embraced. Seeing everyone back at the house has been cathartic, too. We're all here for the documentary. Hopefully, it will explain what happened so that people can move on. I don't think any of us want to be forever associated with something so dark and twisted. I think of Lottie, and my heart breaks for her. Being so closely connected with Grafton, she doesn't really have a choice. But even she seems more at peace than I've ever seen her. She's really settled into herself. We've all grown from this in some ways, I think. Even Gerald is back for the documentary. I've made the calculation that you needed me here to provide my objective take on the experience for it to be factually accurate, he'd said before I threw my arms around him. He cleared his throat uncomfortably, but when I pulled away, he had a small smile on his face. I never thought I'd be on camera again. I never wanted too much, to be honest, but I could never turn down a request from Lottie, and I wanted to come back to Grafton. It is good for me to put it all into perspective. My new therapist is proud of me for taking this step. But, of course, I don't tell her absolutely everything. I put on a pair of flowing pants and a fitted vest. I want to look like I'm making an effort. Then I go to the mirror, pin my hair back, and put in some silver earrings. I glance at the grandfather clock in the corner of the room. The others will already be downstairs, and I don't want to be late. Not this time.